Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Red Self-Existing Skywalker, and it is the fourth day of the White Dog Wave Spell, and it is also the Lunar Moon Day 27. And this podcast is going up again. My schedule, my times slot has become a little erratic. I got behind and now I'm pushing forward ahead because we're dealing with some pretty intense lunar moon finale challenges. And there's other synchronicities at play. So this is a very time-sensitive podcast, but it's also a way to kind of reevaluate some of the things that are catching us by our ankles as we try to get out of this lunar moon relatively unscathed. So the first thing that's really prominent about today, which is Friday, I guess the 18th of September, is that it is 260 days since January 1st, 2020. In natural time, we do not celebrate the Gregorian calendar, and I'm not trying to change that up here, but so much of the focus or fixation on the year 2020 sort of demands that I evaluate what the quote-unquote year 2020 means in Mayan nomenclature and in astrology. And it means that the year from January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2020, that span of time is expressed through red self-existing Skywalker. And that is a portal day. So 2020 ends up being a portal year. You know that 2020 is 52 years from 1968, so it is identical on some level to the year 1968, which also was a pretty tremendous year, Gregorian year, and a portal year. Obama is a red self-existing Skywalker, as is Bill Clinton and John McCain, and I think maybe we want to just see it mostly through the celebration heralding that that the year 2020 is situated in the birth energy of Barack Obama. And that when I discovered that and spoke of it here way back on January 1st or around there, I was really excited, actually. I felt pretty hopeful. I felt that Barack Obama has a certain amount of integrity. He is a prophet by his Mayan astrology, and that we could trust that a year playing out in his energy was not going to be terrifying, emotionally devastating. And, you know, we haven't reached the end of it, and I can't know the outcome, and I don't want to prognosticate and try to come up with any anticipation of what will happen in this last part of the year. But what does happen every time any of us gets to 260 days past our birthday or 260 days past the beginning of the Mayan year, which is July 26, 260 days from the beginning of a 365-day cycle means that we have 260 days down and 105 to go. And the 105 that remain are, you know, it's like beyond manifestation or beyond the fulfillment, because 260 days, the Zolk'in count, is the birth of something that is conceived at the outset. 260 days after the beginning of a of a 260-day cycle, something is birthed. So we are birthing today something that began January 1st, 2020. And the rest of the year, 105 days, the Gregorian year 2020, is on another plane than manifestation. It's the beyond. It's not that we don't live accessing the beyond. We do. That's why we're here together, because there is something bigger than manifestation or the physical plane, the earthen plane. But the 105 days remaining are broader than any kind of material existence, any terrestrial existence. It's bigger than that. It's inclusive of what happens in our everyday earthen lives, but it's also embracing something larger, more spacious than things that are like dense molecules of physical presence. So the red self-existing Skywalker year is at its point of manifestation, and now we move on to find out what else is coming through it. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on Barack Obama's Mayan birthday and 260 days after the beginning of the Gregorian year. And it's really terrifying. You know, she's a hero for all the right reasons. And I am so certain that she, you know, was holding on as long as she possibly could. And I imagine there was a lot of suffering attached to that for her physical body. So, you know, I have to let her go. And of course, you know, it's already happening. So it is just a terrible feeling, given how there was a little bit of optimism happening in the United States that we might be ridding ourselves of a cancer, that the polls were starting to be favorable enough that we could possibly have hope. And now we're just going to be embroiled again in more destructive, divisive, just really, really a difficult phase that we're entering. This portal today ends up being into something that looks to be just yet another way that people are going to be in pain and fraught in division. That is very lunar. It's a lunar year. The end of this lunar moon within the lunar year is exemplifying what we can expect and we can't really overcome. I'm now talking about the year July 26th of 2020 till July 24th of 2021. This entire Mayan year, the natural time year, the 13 moon year, is blue lunar storm. Division, divisiveness, separation, polarization, you know, being split into two is the name of the game, and there's no way around it. And it was just underscored, you know, this last gasp of the lunar moon within the lunar year just gave us the portal for increased division, or just the reinforced division that has already, you know, plagued the American political landscape. It's sociological as well. And it's upsetting. So I had to come and talk about it in terms of Mayan astrology, because it's just like, you don't have to imagine what's going to happen next. You don't have to be imaginative on any level, because what's going to happen is so predictable, and it's just like boring. It's a boring kind of evil. So darkness and light. That's the other part of the lunar theme, is just darkness and light. And it doesn't mean that any of us can be appropriate and saying, like, I'm the light, that's the dark. We all have both. We're exemplars of both. That which can feel like a cancer to us here could be a savior to those over in the other side of this division. And so there's all this light when Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, and the opportunity to put in an extremely conservative Supreme Court justice. That's light for someone else. And we have to accept that and let that be our lesson. If we're following this calendar, there are really intense ego-shattering lessons, And maybe the clearest one is just that there's never an arrival point where things are so purified or rarefied that there isn't shadow. And shadow is a place where the light hasn't yet reached, but it still probably has to be explored. Like, we have to bring the light into it ourselves. And when we enter these places that feel hopeless or dark, daunting, or evil, they feel evil, that's a place where we have to bring the light. We have to illuminate the space. We have to enter it to illuminate it. So we have to cultivate light being a source of it, or having a source of light that we carry with us in this metaphor. And then we actually have to enter the spaces of darkness. And that's what we're going to be doing for this entire 13-year wave spell. We're in the lunar year, the second of 13, and it's very obvious that we're going to be grappling with what is going on planetarily around pandemics and climate change, and then in individuated countries and societies around this funny emergent conservatism that looks like autocratic, that people just want an emperor. It's not like it could end if Joe Biden were elected and it radiated all over through the world, this relief from the trauma of Donald Trump. It is an ongoing process that is not black and white. And we have black and white thinking in a lunar time, in the lunar tone, but we have that just to get situated for the growth that will come right after it. In the lunar tone, we are evaluating and saying, this is really challenging, this part here, and then maybe this isn't, but this challenging part is not just going to, you know, we can't dissolve it. We can't take any action this early on in a 13-year wave spell that's going to make the rest of the 13 years easy. We can't. It's a wave spell. It has a force and a volume of growth that demands that we go all the way to the peak in the planetary year. That's the year 10, and we're in year 2. We have 8 years of negotiating the challenges that are in front of us that we're becoming aware of right now. And so we have to have patience, and we have to have daily practices. And that's where the Dzogchen serves. That's why we have 13-day wave spells. We have days that are situated in each tribe to occupy our minds and hearts, because we don't want to think in terms of 10 years and 13 years. That's too broad. It's too uncomfortable to always have that big picture view and the demand on our psyche to think in such grand terms. So we have the daily experience, and it's a self-existing day today. It's not a lunar day. It's a lunar moon. We're thinking in terms of this year that we're in. We're identifying the challenge for the year. Well, the challenge for the year is that we can't get rid of Trump without the remnant markings of his rule. So he will have appointed 3 Supreme Court justices in 1 4-year term in office. But the answer to how that's gone down against the progressive values is for progressive people to be active in politics. You know, it's not all the boogeyman on the outside who has plunged us into a place of despair, where women and minorities are victimized. It is also our responsibility to defend ourselves and to do it capably and ably. And so it's possible that in American politics and society, the activation that resembles 1968, 52 years ago, that there is a base of resistance that's forming, that has force, that has foment, because that is what's needed to overthrow the tenacity and the sort of underhanded tactics that come from the conservative faction. You can't just sleep through life. You have to be engaged. And it's up to us, those of us who don't like what's happening, to learn from these lessons and be engaged. And I don't mean to sound just like harsh. I am a blue storm. I'm saying things that I think exist in the face of the denial. Like, how did this happen to us? Just being sleepy, being kind and trusting of things that, you know, weren't trustworthy, because the world is a lot more dark and greedy than we want to admit. So we have to grow up. These are just themes that I'm throwing out kind of from the immediacy of the news headlines that are so alarming today, but they're also pictures of how we can be oriented within this 13 moon year and the larger 13 year wave spell, because these big overwhelming concepts and the struggle that is so archetypal between good and evil that we can feel exists in our daily lives as citizens of this country or world citizens, the injustice is real, like depicted in fairy tales. It's archetypal, it's heavy, but we are in a time when we are being heroic, each of us in our own embodiment, in our own footprint as we walk through the world. We're trying to be on a hero's journey where we overcome the evil. But the evil is powerful for a reason. So that's what I'm saying to myself today, is like, well, I'm not surprised this is happening. I'm super sad. There isn't going to be fairness. People aren't going to be generous. Generosity in the face of greed just leads to victory for the greedy. And we have greedy people who have power, and they will not be generous. And that's a form of evil. It feels evil. Injustice and imbalance and hypocrisy feels evil. But it's what we're facing in this lunar time, because it is the work of our greater blue lunar storm year. I mean, this isn't very fun to listen to, but I'm working some things out by talking, so thanks. In terms of the pure Mayan astrology, I'm trying to help us let go of this lunar moon of our lunar year. I'm just, the second moon of 13 is always intense. It happens to be an intense blue storm year, but this time, the magnetic and lunar moon of any year, the beginning two tones, is always demanding, really demanding. You can't skate through. So congratulations, it's the end of the lunar moon. Things are going to alleviate in terms of the lunar tone now. They're going to turn electric. The electric tone that we're walking into for 28 days is going to be a reprieve, because it is the entrance of divinity. So we have this sense of two parts in the lunar tone, like, and they're divided, they're separated, they're polarized. Those parts live in us, they're in our lives. When we wake and experience the day, when we're in the lunar tone, we're going to have some things that feel really clear and easy, and some things that so obviously aren't, that are a struggle, that are a problem, that are a challenge. But when we get to the electric tone, we are aided in our challenge by a sense of the spirit world, the governing, kind, benevolent God force, you know, that orchestrates karma. Whatever you call that. I call it God. Just, you know, it's conceptual. It's just this thing that's bigger than Earth and does have oversight and management. That's what I believe. And so that facet, that spirit, that sun, the giver of life, the one God, or any assortment, array of divinity, a bunch of gods, angels, all of that comes in the electric tone, and it's like power surge. It's electric. It gets everything kinetic. It feeds energy into things so that they can perform. And the electric tone and the entrance of divinity fills in the space where there's division. It begins to heal or bridge what's polarized. And I just think that's the most perfect example of what God does. So, you know, there's our struggle, there's a way we feel separate, but if we have a, what they call, higher power, it smooths out the friction between self and other, and it also fills in separations. So it's nice to enter the electric moon. Everything isn't instantly resolved, but it's the beginning. It's the reorientation towards resolution So far, we've attracted our purpose, which is this kind of exciting, volatile, dense, active initiation of a year. And then we've spent, 28 days, the lunar moon, having to kind of be a little more analytical, like, okay, my purpose is still in place, but there are all these other details that are kind of like difficulties. Now I'm understanding them. Things aren't just like a magnetic force where everything's just completely put in my path that I must examine. Like, there is a nuance. I am looking at the things that I've attracted, and some of them are supportive and some of them feel deconstructive, but I have to deal with both. I've attracted both. And it's work, and we've finished that. In terms of the 13 moon year, we're finishing that now. It's really bad that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. We all feel that. There's no way around it. And I'm speaking conceptually. Her actual death and her relief from her physical body that's suffered, I'm not portraying that I know anything about that, other than, of course, I hope she has more peace if she was in pain. And I'm sorry when people die, when I or family members don't want to lose them. Like, this is not about her personality. It's about the emblem that she is. And it is terrible to lose her power and space holding presence. She is a bulwark. She's a defense against the encroachment of terrifying conservative values. So that's a big problem in the lunar moon of a lunar year. And we got reminded that we have real work to do. The electric tone supports us being able to do the real work of overcoming such challenges by connecting us to our Creator, so that we can be sustained as we try to overcome or get through challenges like what I'm describing, without just using our own limited resources in a physical body, that we connect our physical bodies to spirit, our eternal spirit flame within, and then the larger source for that kind of inner fire. And we have to do it, because we could never overcome any of this if it were just, up to physical bodies and our own brain capacity. We need the inspiration of a divine realm. There is, in the midst of this, the white dog wave spell that we're in. We're on day 4. You'll probably be listening day 5, day 6, around there. So just notice that one of the problems, since we're identifying some problems or challenges right now, one of the problems of white dog loyalty is that people can get loyal and devotional to one side or perspective, and then others are loyal and devotional to the opposite side or perspective. Because I really see the passing of RBG as a reminder right now, in the midst of everything we have in common, which is a pandemic and a focus on the election, we also are going to be reminded that a bunch of us feel totally opposite the rest about what would be a good perspective in order to be a Supreme Court justice. So we're going to be pitted against each other when we really probably can't even emotionally sustain another culture war. But nonetheless, it's happening. And I think that sort of the shadow or darkness of the white dog tribe is that love, heart, loyalty can get ideological. And we can be divided further because we're so loyal to our concepts and constructs. On the other hand, there's a really beautiful thing that I'm already experiencing without really attaching a memory that it's the white dog wave spell. I mean, I have 3 out of my 4 dogs are white dogs. So white dog wave spell, I pay a lot of attention to what's going on with them. It's sort of like their heyday. And I forget to look at my own love relationships with others, like human beings especially. I forget to evaluate, like, what's going on with my love relationships with humans. But I already feel so loved by the humans in my life, and I feel such love toward them. Casual friends, and sometimes casual love, where you're just like, wow, I appreciate you so much. It's so great that we're friends. Like, that kind of sentiment is up really strongly right now. And I think that when we have loyalty and devotion to a certain construct or concept of society, i.e. you're against abortion instead of being for it, when we go through these moments where it's really obvious that we have two factions with opposite beliefs in the United States, you can find a lot of love and comfort with the people that share your beliefs. So the white dog wave spell is probably, as I indicated before, in a more it's more treacherous that it's going to polarize everyone again and reignite a big, loud culture war, one that's shocking to the senses. At the same time, those who share an opinion are going to feel really closely aligned. And that's comforting. So in the middle of this white dog wave spell and this lunar moon's finale and this lunar year, I want to ask you to, you know, step aside from everything that I've kind of unearthed here is in reaction to like the big news and the big symptoms of being a society. But in each of us, like, there are really positive things happening that we can identify right now. And we might have to distract ourselves from the fracas of the culture war being publicized by the media and fixated by the talking heads on television and bleeding out into our consciousness. We might want to check in with our own process to see, you know, if there are positively, identifiably positive things happening for us at the same time. You know, one positive thing is feeling love towards friends and partners and children and family. Having that be so defined right now in the white dog moment, that's a real, really big gift to be, feel connected to your tribe. And at the same time, I'll use myself, you know, as an example. I have had some really good news on this red self-existing Skywalker day. Just really feeling an opening and the light coming in to one part of my life. And then I heard about her death and I was just like, man, I cannot deny that I am having the best day in the middle of something I recognize as so bleak for society. I couldn't deny that I've been given, you know, another series of gifts lately, and that I do adopt the perspective of looking on the bright side of things when they can be identified. And that's part of the lunar moon, is identifying challenge and also identifying what is not challenging, what is helpful, what is strengthening, what's a gift. And so when we come to the end of it, this lunar time that was the emphasis of a lunar year, the doubling of energy, you're going to have a clear picture of what great things you feel about yourself and your life. And those have to fortify us if we find hopelessness, despair, and just a resistance to more discord. Because that's what it is. I think a lot of us already have hopelessness and a certain kind of low grade despair that it's not going to be changed by an election. But if we're just trying to imagine a time and place for a human being to live that isn't fraught with, you know, hatred and violent outbursts of resentment and grievance, we got to pay attention to what's working in our individual lives or our smaller communities if we can't see it happening on the big stage. I don't know. There's a little lecture thrown in there, but it was all meant to come through. Like, I am talking about this through Mayan astrology. I sound like I might just be talking to you off the top of my head, but I'm trying to tell you what the astrology of the lunar tone is offering you. It is showing you the darkness. It is showing you the light. So you know there is light appearing in your life that is inspiring and new. It's a blue storm year. Transformation is happening for you. It's tingling. You're alive with growth and change. So please give that reverence as your spirits are tested, because clearly mine are. And I'll be back in a couple of days. I just had to throw this one in because I haven't maybe talked enough here. We are moving into white overtone wizard tomorrow, blue rhythmic eagle, yellow resonant warrior, and red galactic earth. So I can tell that, you know, we're going to be sticking with some struggle and anticipation of the near future, especially when we hit that yellow resonant warrior day. It's a portal, and it's going to show us the yellow warrior, the wave spell of the warrior to come. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.